My beloved brothers and sisters, this is the time to serve the Lord in truth and in spirit. For we don't know the hour when our Lord will come to rapture his saints. Whatever you sow on earth, we fetch you heaven or hell. Whom will you blame? If you die in your righteousness, you will inherit the kingdom of God. You will shout hallelujah forever. You will enjoy with the Lord. If you die in your sinful life, you will perish in hell. You will crash your teeth. You will shout, God, I know. You know not the hour our Lord will come to rapture his saints. From the judgment day, you will stand for yourself. Your dad will not be there. Your mom will not be there. Your brothers will not be there. Your sisters will not be there. Your friends will not be there. Your pastors will not be there. Our Lord will come to rapture his saints. Watch therefore, for you don't know the hour. Our Lord will come to rapture his saints.
Who will you blame if in this heaven? Who will you blame if you miss rapture?
Forever. Will you say you have not heard the word of God through radio, through television, through crusades, through your phone, through Christian tracts, through Christian magazines and books, even through messages from true men and women of God? Do not harden your heart. Repent and give your life to Jesus Christ. Live a life of holiness and righteousness, for without such no eye shall see the Lord. Cleanse yourself from all the appearances of the devil. Receive Jesus today as your Lord and your personal Savior. He will cleanse you. He will wash your sins away and make you whole. Do that today. Tomorrow might be too late. I beg you, my brethren.
Jesus Christ, can you say these words after me? Lord Jesus, I am sorry for all my sins. Begin to confess those sins to Jesus Christ. Turn away from it. Father, cleanse me from today. I will not go back to my sins again. Cancel my name in the book of death and put them in the book of life. God bless you, for today you are now a child of God. Congratulations. You can go to any Bible-believing church around you and continue your righteous life there. You're welcome to the kingdom of God.